And we were talking about scary things for Halloween because, in a way, you get your choice. You can do scary things or you can do good things. And now, can we do good things?
Yeah,
can we do
sure.
the yin and yang of Halloween?
Yes.
I heard about this institution, this organization, this beautiful thing that's going on called the Magic Wheelchair. And we have the developmental or the development director, Christine Getman. Is that your name, Christine?
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Christine.
Christine, we heard about this. We have seen pictures of the Magic Wheelchair. And could you please explain the wonderful things that you do for people?
Yes. So we, simply put, we build epic costumes for kids in wheelchairs nationwide.
And this is seriously epic. You can go to magicwheelchair.org. Is it a TIE fighter? Is that the one that has Darth Vader in it? That one's amazing from, I think, last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, we recently did a Star Destroyer. We've got several different Star Wars ships. We did a Predator this last weekend. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet, but
no, that sounds great.
80s fans are loving it. You should check it out.
And you think about it, you take your kids trick-or-treating, and if you have a child with special needs who's in a wheelchair, it's like all of a sudden, what do? These costumes are so amazing, you do not see the wheelchair anymore.
Correct. That is why we do what we do. Our founder, Ryan Weimer, has kiddos in wheelchairs. And he started dressing them up for Halloween, including their wheelchair. The community accepted them and treated them like stars for a change rather than something different or weird. That was the premise of Magic Wheelchair, and we just want to share it with the world now.
And how long ago did this start?
And he started building almost 10 years ago, a little less than that. But we started Magic Wheelchair 3 years ago.
And people who are listening today who might have a kid that's in a wheelchair or you know someone, how can people get involved? Can people donate money? Can people donate their time or their artistic talents to help with this?
Yeah, all of the above. If you'd like to volunteer, go to our website and there's a volunteer tab where you can submit an application to build or to help us out in other ways. If you have a child with a disability or you know someone, you can go to the apply section right on top and submit an application, and we will try our best to build for every child who has submitted a request. And beyond that, if you just love Halloween or love Comic-Con and love what we do, please donate, because every build we fund the materials for. And then we have volunteer builders nationwide who complete the costumes.
That's spectacular. I'm guessing, Christine, it's probably too late for a child for this Halloween because it's today. But it's never too late to start planning for next year, right?
Absolutely. And we build year-round. It's not just about Halloween. Obviously, this is like Christmas for us today. But we do cosplay costumes for the Comic-Cons year-round as well.
What a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. And I just heard about it this year from a friend of mine, Dina. And she said these would make a great guest on the air because there are a lot of people who could use these services or donate their time for this. The Magic Wheelchair, it's just magicwheelchair.org. You're also on Twitter and social media. I'm curious, you mentioned the founders of Magic Wheelchair was Ryan Weimer, is it?
Yes.
And what was his very first costume? Because I'm wondering how far he's come from that very first time to what the elaborate plans are now.
His very first was a pirate ship for his son, Keaton. And since then has grown. This year, he's working on a costume for him that Keaton drew himself. So he's literally bringing his imagination to life. It's really amazing.
That's such a great thing. I mean, I can't imagine it. How excited a kid must be to all of a sudden have that dream come true right before his very eyes and be the star of Halloween. That's such a nice gesture.
We love it. Definitely keep an eye on our Facebook and Instagram today. We're revealing 40 costumes for Halloween, so there will be a lot of new photos to check out.
There was someone who was just on TV. I was telling Wendy this yesterday. He is in a wheelchair. This boy is in a wheelchair, and he was the Wheel of Fortune board. Was that you guys, or was that something he just did on his own?
No, I think that was just on his own, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah, he looked great. It was an operational Wheel of Fortune board.
Oh, my gosh, I love that. People are so creative. It's amazing.
You know, I was just whining about how I don't like dressing up for Halloween because I'm an adult, but boy, did I have fun dressing my kids up
sure.
and coming up with costumes.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So magicwheelchair.org. Please, listeners, go check it out. You will smile. You will be amazed at these amazing costumes that incorporate the wheelchair. Magic Wheelchair on Twitter, Facebook. You're everywhere, aren't you?
We are. Yeah. I love what we do.
Christine Getman, Development Director for magicwheelchair.org. Thank you so much for your time and good luck. And hopefully people will get a jump on this for next year.
Yeah, thank you so much, and happy Halloween.
Right back at you.